acre property owned by DiNardo's family for clues. He wouldn't say what led them to the property. Local, state, and federal authorities, even cadets from the Montgomery County Police Academy, were aiding in the search for the four missing men. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Police in New York are searching for a man who went through a Jewish neighborhood, looked for fresh concrete, and then carved swastikas in the concrete.
Assemblyman Dove Hyken says the community is appalled by the hateful symbols.
When you see that Nazi emblem, you know, it the pain that it causes is beyond description.
Officials say surveillance video taken early Saturday morning shows a man holding a small flashlight with his teeth as he etched multiple swastikas into the cement on Newkirk Avenue in Midwood. The property owners didn't find the vandalism until Monday when they alerted police. Hyken says whoever did this should be punished.
We're living in a society where there's so much hate in people's hearts.
James Flippin, New York.
The city of Seattle is being accused of discriminating against successful people with a new tax just on the rich. Here's more.
The measure passed Monday would impose a 2.25% tax rate on individuals making more than $250,000 a year or couples making more than $500,000. Council members say the move would impact less than 20,000 people and bring in an estimated $140 million in revenue. That money would go to things like affordable housing and achieving carbon reduction goals, especially if federal funds are cut. Washington is just one of seven states with no tax on personal income.
Vice President Pence is heading to Kentucky as part of a tour to sell Americans on the need to move past Obamacare. Pence is the latest top Republican to come to Kentucky to talk about health care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom AmVets team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, we'll talk about the confusing situation in Syria with Ambassador John Bolton. Then we'll talk about the LPGA event recently held to honor injured female vets. And we'll discuss LZ Michigan, a huge pro-military event held in my hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Frontlines of Freedom is proud to be a part of the Eisenhower Center After the Impact team. They really do great things for our troops with traumatic brain injury. Yeah, they help NFL players and first responders, too. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's an honor to welcome back to the show Ambassador John Bolton. Sir, Frontlines of Freedom just celebrated its 10th anniversary last month, and I think you joined us for the first time 10 years ago in August. You are certainly a part of the team, and I want to thank you for your continued support for this show.
Well, it's been my pleasure. It's a great effort. It's very necessary to get these issues out to your listeners, so I'm honored myself to be a part of it.
Okay, sir, we're on the same team. Let's talk Syria. There are so many players in that small area. Besides the official Syrian government, whatever they cover, there's Russia, Iran, ISIS, the Kurds, who knows how many militias, and we're there. What is or should be America's goal there? What is going on? Can you give us some insight?
Well, as you say, this is a complex multi-party conflict, and therefore of necessity to protect our interests and our friends and allies, we've got more than one objective. Certainly the first objective, the one we should accomplish as quickly as we can, is the destruction of the ISIS caliphate. I think this is the inevitable outcome. I don't have any doubt we'll prevail. But I think under Obama, we were proceeding too slowly, having in mind that every day that goes by that ISIS is still operating there allows them to recruit and train and deploy terrorists against us and our friends. Recognizing it doesn't end the terrorist threat, nonetheless, reducing it by destroying the ISIS caliphate is key. But then the next question is, when ISIS is destroyed, as it will be, what do we do next? We will have created a power vacuum in eastern Syria and western Iraq. And the question is, who's going to fill it? And I think it's critical that it not be filled by Iran or its surrogates, the Baghdad government, the Assad regime in Syria, or Hezbollah operating out of Lebanon, because that will simply lay the foundation for the next conflict, which I think is coming, especially with Iran being the world's central banker of international terrorism and, despite Obama's 2015 agreement, still pursuing nuclear weapons. And I think it's the second element that, unfortunately, the Trump administration doesn't have a strategy for. Obama didn't care. I think he would have been perfectly happy to see Iran's influence increase. That's obviously not President Trump's view, but we are getting close to the point, I think, maybe by the end of the year, maybe shortly thereafter, when ISIS will collapse. And we need to be ready at that point. We can't wait until then to figure out what to do.
So when you say ISIS collapse, you mean the ISIS control of that area, ISIS as an organization, will likely continue to exist, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the bad reality is that I believe a lot of ISIS's leaders have already exfiltrated that area in Syria that they still control. They may be in Libya. They may be in Yemen. They're in places where there's no effective government. So they will try and recreate the caliphate. I wish that weren't true. It means we will have more to do there and with respect to other terrorists. But destroying this caliphate itself will be a powerful defeat for ISIS. And as I say, one of the reasons it's important to do it quickly is to capture or kill as many of the ISIS leaders as they can who haven't already escaped so that they don't get out.
Yes, sir. I have no hesitation on that. We also want the current regime president leader in Syria gone, don't we?
Well, we do. The question is how to do that in a way that doesn't put yet another caste of radicals in power there. And this goes back to one of the points you started with, just how many different parties there are there. Even among the Syrian opposition groups that we support, there are certainly some moderate elements, but there are some that are terrorists as well.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the situation in Syria with Ambassador John Bolton. Well, sir, clearly we want Syria settled down, but we have to decide what that's going to look like and decide who's going to play in it. As you pointed out, Russia is playing a big role here. I believe that Syria is Russia's only port on the Mediterranean and only air base on the Mediterranean. So they have a vested interest, and I don't see them leaving willingly, do you?
No, and that's why, honestly, the Obama administration misplayed their hand so badly. For years after the beginning of the Arab Spring, first Hillary Clinton, then John Kerry, and throughout, Barack Obama said, we and the Russians share a common interest in negotiating the Assad regime out of power. And that was always wrong. The Russians weren't going to just remove their key ally without knowing what was going to come to replace him, because they had too much at stake there. And that's why, ultimately, I think Obama has left the situation so much more difficult for Americans. So we have to think about what we want our Arab friends to do in western Iraq and eastern Syria. I've proposed creating a secular but demographically Sunni state, a new state. Because the Sunnis there are simply not going to go back under Assad's power or the Baghdad government, which is dominated by Iran, voluntarily. There may be other solutions, but if we're not careful here, Iran will be able to establish an arc of control with roads and communication all the way from Hezbollah's bases of operation in Lebanon all the way across to Iran itself. And that would be very bad for Israel, very bad for our Arab friends in the region. You do not create stability by simply saying, okay, the boundaries of Syria and Iraq as we knew them a year or two or three ago are back in place now. It's not going to work. Iraq has already ceased to exist as a functioning state. The Kurds in the north primarily are de facto independent. They're not going to go into an Iraqi government voluntarily, and there's nobody big enough to push them back in. We just have to face the reality that these century-old structures that were created after World War I are dissolving in front of us. We didn't ask for it. We're not encouraging it. We just have to deal with the reality we're being dealt.
Thank you, sir. I think you have identified some of the key issues there. Let me ask you one other question. We've got just a minute left. What can we do in North Korea? What, if anything?
Well, I think we're approaching a very dangerous point here. I think there's a broad consensus among American intelligence and military observers that North Korea is on the verge, finally, of being able to miniaturize a nuclear device, put it under a nose cone of an intercontinental ballistic missile, and hit targets in the United States. And I've heard some estimates by responsible people who say that may be as early as next year. This is very dangerous for us. By definition, it's dangerous for Japan and our other friends in the region who are even closer. And our diplomatic options are pretty limited. We've spent 25 years, mistakenly in my view, trying to negotiate North Korea out of its nuclear weapons. We've failed for 25 years. And if we keep doing it, we'll fail in the 26th year. So my view is you got to reunite the two Koreas. It's going to take an enormous amount of diplomatic effort with China. I wish we'd started 15 years ago, but better late than never. Otherwise, North Korea will simply continue to make technical progress on its capability to deliver nuclear weapons, and it's going to leave us with only very, very unattractive military options that nobody wants to use, except we may find ourselves forced to protect innocent American civilians.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. I appreciate your bringing that up to a good point. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your continuing service to our great nation. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and happy 10th anniversary.
Thank you, sir. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll meet Laura Cheerio from the Eisenhower Center. She just ran an LPGA event to support female vets being helped at the Eisenhower Center, and it was wonderful. Then we're going to learn about this year's LZ Michigan. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Hit the deck and do an easy, slow 50 sit-ups, holding a 50-pound weight behind your head. I mean it. Let's build that six-pack. I'll be right back. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar Model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at amvets.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The victory in Mosul, a city where ISIS once proclaimed its so-called caliphate, signals that its days in Iraq and Syria are numbered. We will continue to seek the total destruction of ISIS.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying that the White House is celebrating the victory over ISIS in the Iraqi city of Mosul. She said the president's overjoyed by the victory of the Iraqi army and that it shows ISIS days are numbered. The death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is being reported by a London-based monitoring group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights made the claim to several news outlets. Russian officials first reported al-Baghdadi's likely death in June, saying he was hit by a Russian airstrike in Syria. U.S. intelligence officials wouldn't confirm. And an explosion at an Air Force recruiting center in Oklahoma being treated as a possible act of domestic terrorism by the FBI. The explosion happened around 10:30 Monday night. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
The investigations are just beginning into the fatal crash of a military flight that left 16 people dead. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
According to the FAA, the Marine Corps KC-130 departed from Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point in North Carolina. It went down in a soybean field about 85 miles north of Jackson in the Mississippi Delta. Investigators say the ammunition-filled plane may have exploded in the air. Fiery debris was scattered for miles around the impact site.
A man behind bars in Pennsylvania now considered a person of interest in the disappearance of four young men. At a news briefing today, Bucks County District Attorney Matthew Weintraub said that Cosmo DiNardo was rearrested in an unrelated case. He's being held on $1 million bond. Weintraub says authorities are combing through a 90-acre property owned by DiNardo's family for clues. He wouldn't say what led them to the property. Local, state, and federal authorities, even cadets from the Montgomery County Police Academy, were aiding in the search for the four missing men. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Police in New York are searching for a man who went through a Jewish neighborhood, looked for fresh concrete, and then carved swastikas in the concrete.
Assemblyman Dove Hikens says the community is appalled by the hateful symbols.
When you see that Nazi emblem, you know, the pain that it causes is beyond description.
Officials say surveillance video taken early Saturday morning shows a man holding a small flashlight with his teeth as he etched multiple swastikas into the cement on Newkirk Avenue in Midwood. The property owners didn't find the vandalism until Monday when they alerted police. Hikens says whoever did this should be punished.
We're living in a society where there's so much hate in people's hearts.
James Flippin, New York.
The city of Seattle is being accused of discriminating against successful people with a new tax just on the rich. Here's more.
The measure passed Monday would impose a 2.25% tax rate on individuals making more than $250,000 a year or couples making more than $500,000. Council members say the move would impact less than 20,000 people and bring in an estimated $140 million in revenue. That money would go to things like affordable housing and achieving carbon reduction goals, especially if federal funds are cut. Washington is just one of seven states with no tax on personal income.
Vice President Pence is heading to Kentucky as part of a tour to sell Americans on the need to move past Obamacare. Pence is the latest top Republican to come to Kentucky to talk about health care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They were on a mission to just transport personnel and equipment.
Investigators holding a press conference about the crash of a military aircraft that left 16 people dead.
We have investigators on the scene trying to gather all the information that's for the investigation that would be going on.
An email chain between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney now public. He released the emails via Twitter. The meeting between Trump and the Russian was set up by a friend named Rob Goldstone, who said the attorney had incriminating information about Democrat Hillary Clinton. Goldstone said the information may be, quote, very useful to your father. The meeting occurred on June 9th and reportedly included Trump presidential campaign chief Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. Trump Jr. said the information from the meeting was very circumspect and that the lawyer seemed to be using that information as a ploy to get in the door to talk about Russian adoptions. USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so that they can be honored. It's honorandremember.org. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show some gentlemen that I've been working with and have been on before. Two of them are vets, and they're running a committee to put on an amazing event that's going to honor veterans. Tim Earnessy is an Air Force vet. Paul Ryan retired as a Navy captain. And Devin is here. He's the one who's trying to keep them out of trouble. Good luck, Devin. So welcome aboard, Paul.
Hi, Denny.
Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Denny.
Devin, good luck.
Thanks for having me.
Paul, you're first. Give us a quick review of your naval service.
Sure. I entered the Navy, Denny, 2 weeks after the Vietnam War ended in 1975. So I'm not a combat veteran. Served 5 years on active duty and then went into the Navy Reserve for 25 years and retired from all of that in 2005.
And Tim, you were an Air Force guy.
Yes, I am. I took the Army where they needed to get to because otherwise they couldn't get there. Yes, that was for you, Denny. I am an Air Force guy. 1990 to 1998, began my career with the 439th Military Airlift Wing at Westover Air Force Base in Massachusetts, transferred to Selfridge, and then ended up the last 6.5 years with the 110th Fighter Wing on A-10 aircraft as a weapons loader.
So you've played with big ones and little ones.
Yes, we have.
Okay. Paul, you're the committee head. Give us a quick overview. What will LZ Michigan be about? What will it offer? Because basically, this is the second time we've done an LZ event here, and you sort of copied it from somebody else the first time.
We did. Go back to 2010, and we organized our initial LZ Michigan event, July 3rd, 2010, and it was a copy, if you will, of an event that was done at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that same year. That event, which was known as LZ Lambeau, LZ standing for Landing Zone, was an outgrowth of a public television documentary about Wisconsin Vietnam veterans and their experiences not only during the war, but more importantly, after the war. And towards the end of that documentary, one of the veterans who was interviewed at length about his various struggles post-war said somewhat wistfully, gee, I wish there was some place, some landing zone that we could go to find comfort, solace, and so forth. And so that comment became LZ Lambeau. Tim and I and a number of other people went over as observers in May 2010. 26,000 people at about a third of Lambeau Field was filled up with a variety of educational, ceremonial, and entertainment activities. Tim got the idea to take that concept and bring it to Michigan 2 months later. The LZ Lambeau event was 3 years in the making and what, $1 million, Tim?
Something like that. $3+ million.
Our event was 6 months and $50,000.
And I was around while you guys were doing that. I think I helped a little bit. And to make an understatement, you were sort of busy, Tim.
Well, yeah, we were all a little busy. I had hair then. I stress eat, so I was skinnier then. But yeah, and the only reason it happened is because of folks like you, Denny, and Captain Ryan that came on board to – I will never forget knowing that Captain Ryan was the right person to be a part of this when we went to Lambeau and we're there and there's all these things going on and it's an emotional experience. And I think I only saw the top of his head because he took so many notes that it must have been a three-ring binder of notebooks all detailed out. And so you knew you had the right person that could take that event and then MC ours and take everything we did to another level. It was amazing.
Well, it was an amazing event, and it was primarily to honor and to stand up for Vietnam veterans.
Absolutely. It's a welcome home for Vietnam veterans.
Now, this event is for Vietnam vets too, but not exclusively, correct?
Yes. This is we've been talking for years. We've had a lot of people say, when are you doing it again? When are you going to have that again? Because we receive letters and phone calls from Vietnam vets, but also Vietnam vets' dependents and other veterans.
Literally for years afterwards, months and years afterwards, the people are still talking about the event 2010.
Yeah. And so we looked at when was the right time, and we had the advantage. There's this tiny known documentarian called Ken Burns, who's bringing out another documentary this fall called The Vietnam War. 18-hour epic documentary along with Ken and Lynn Novick are putting that on. And we said this is the perfect time to do another LZ Michigan because in our minds from a broadcast station, PBS and WGVU, art creates emotion and emotion creates action. And so when you get into the art of Ken Burns telling a really good story, you're going to have emotion. And to take that emotion into something actionable, and for us that actionable was LZ Michigan, but not just LZ Michigan to welcome home all the Vietnam veterans, but LZ Michigan to remember, honor, and celebrate our community's veterans and their families from OEF, OIF, current serving vets, all the way to some of our World War II vets, and celebrate and honor everybody and be a part of this.
And that's just not vets who served in combat or who deployed. If you served your country honorably and well,
that's who we want there. I even hesitate to use the term veteran. I like to use the term person with military service. We want, of course, to highlight some of the older vets, World War II, Korea, Vietnam especially, but we want to recognize anyone who served honorably, as you say.
Indeed. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're talking LZ Michigan with veterans Paul Ryan and Tim Ernesty. Devin, we've left you out. How do you fit into this thing?
How do you fit in?
Yeah, that's a good question. I am the LZ Michigan intern. So I work alongside Tim, coordinating, planning, getting everyone the information they need to get this up and running and make it bigger than LZ 2010.
Well, every time I see you, you're gathering data. So therefore, I believe you.
Yeah.
There's got to be a ton of information.
I was thrown into this. So I was playing catch up for weeks and getting as much information from Tim, Paul, and the hundreds of other people that are affiliated with this right now. Like Tim said earlier, my head's been down just like Paul's was, and I'm just taking notes and trying to get as much information as I can.
And then that's the easy part. The hard part is then getting the right information to the right people.
Exactly.
And you're responsible for that too.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Good luck, dude. Okay. When is it? And it's not being done all by itself. It's being done in concert with some other things. Paul, when is this all going to happen?
Right. The main event is September 23rd at Fifth Third Ballpark. Just like the 2010 event, there will be activities outside the ballpark during the day. There are so many more moving parts to this than the 2010 event. Resources coming from around the country. The local art prize event is intimately engaged with us for Veterans Art Awards. Kids activities, educational activities, the list goes on and on.
And we could talk about this forever, but we're slowly running out of time. Folks, this is happening in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you don't live in Grand Rapids, how does this affect you? Well, this is being done so well that the committee has decided to make it available to any other community that wants to do this. So if your community isn't doing something like this and you'd like it to, Paul, how do they reach out? How can they steal your notes, whatever the appropriate term?
Well, we do have a pretty robust website and Facebook page. LZMichigan.org is the place to go for more information.
And we really would like to, and I say we because I'm a part of the committee, would like to see other communities pick this up. This happened in September. Come visit this one. Take a look at it. Steal our ideas. Personalize it to your community. It's all there, and it's awesome.
Absolutely. I would go a little bit further and suggest that people who are from far out of town, lodging in Grand Rapids that weekend might be a little tight, so I will personally offer one of our spare bedrooms to first come, first serve person who might be interested in coming as an observer to our event.
Paul, thank you for being here and joining us today.
Great. Thanks for having us, Denny.
Tim, thank you again.
Thank you.
Devin, good luck keeping these guys straight.
I appreciate it. I'll need it.
Thank you, gents, for joining us today, and thank you for your service to our nation and the way you're continuing to serve, all three of you. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some weights, about 100 pounds. Do a couple dozen bench presses. Let's build those biceps and triceps. then stand at ease. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, if you want to learn more about the wonderful things that the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact does for our troops and others who have TBI, maybe someone you know, then check EisenhowerCenter.com. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send me your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip What's First.
Chuck from Virginia wrote that all he hears about the VA is bad, but all the help he's getting has been good. Is he just lucky?
Chuck, yeah, you're lucky, and so am I. The vast majority of the caregivers who work at the VA are good people who want to help vets. The senior staff are much less so. The goofy laws that set up the VA made incompetent and criminal performance by administrators almost impossible to deal with. The new law just signed by President Trump gives the VA secretary the tools he needs to get rid of many of the bad performers. And good leadership should produce even better support for veterans. We'll see.
Jim asked if you think that NATO will get its act together or if we should write it off as a dependable ally.
Well, Jim, President Trump laid out what NATO needs to do if they wish to be taken seriously. We normally have an ambassador to NATO. The president has only just nominated one. Perhaps he was waiting to see if NATO's talk will include some action. I sure hope that NATO pulls their stuff together again. But gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about a true story a friend of mine shared with me last month. My friend's dad was a career Navy guy. On his dad's first time at sea in the 1960s, as a sailor, he was on an aircraft carrier. He had just finished a shift and was standing on the edge of the ship smoking a cigarette and relaxing. The sea was getting pretty rough. The ship made a hard roll, and my friend's dad looked up to see a person falling off the ship's bridge into the water. Well, he yelled man overboard and got others to react, and then he threw a life jacket kind of thing overboard and then jumped into the sea to try to help the man who fell overboard. My friend's dad was a really strong swimmer. He quickly found the float that he'd thrown into the water, and then he found the sailor who had fallen overboard. This sailor was really glad for help because he didn't know how to swim and was sure he would soon be dead. Well, the ship's crew quickly got a small boat into the water and came to the rescue of the two. My friend's dad had saved the ship's captain. Needless to say, his efforts were appreciated.
Yeah, I bet they were. Thank God for that captain that it wasn't me who had seen him fall in, because I can't swim very well at all.
And they really didn't need two people in the water.
That's exactly right, Colonel.
You know, jumping off an aircraft here, that's a long fall. That the captain survived the fall is something.
Well, that in my mind is kind of like jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
In flight.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well now it's time for military history. What's first, Skip?
On 11 July 1798, President John Adams signed the bill that reestablished the Marine Corps. Hoorah! The Continental Congress had disbanded the service in April of 1783 at the end of the American Revolution. The Marine Corps, however, recognizes its official birthday to be the date that the Second Continental Congress first authorized the establishment of the Corps of Marines on 10 November 1775. To add to the confusion of the Corps' actual historical birthday, on 1 July 1797, Congress authorized the revenue cutters to carry, in addition to their regular crew, up to 30 Marines. Congress directed the cutters to interdict French privateers operating off the coast during the quasi-war with France and thought the additional firepower of 30 Marines would be needed by the undermanned and undergunned cutters. It is unknown if any Marines were enlisted for service with the revenue cutters during this time.
You never know where you're going to find Marines.
That's true.
However, I think it's interesting that there are multiple birthdays, but that's very common for everything because in the early days they started something and stopped them and back and forth. And it makes sense the Marines would pick their first birthday. And little did they know when they picked 10 November 1775, 10 November would be the day before Armistice Day, which is now Veterans Day. So yeah. There was some real foresight there.
Well, the thing with Marines, you don't want us to have to remember a whole lot. Just point us in the direction where you want us to go and say, take that hill. Two birthdays we can't deal with. November 10th, 1775, Tun Tavern.
Hey, that works and makes us the second oldest military because the Army was formed June 14th, just prior. So you junior guys are okay. Okay, on 12 July 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed into law a measure calling for the awarding of a U.S. Army Medal of Honor in the name of Congress. It would go to, quote, such non-commissioned officers and privates as shall distinguish themselves by their gallantry in action and other soldier-like qualities during the present insurrection. The previous December, Lincoln had approved a provision creating a U.S. Navy Medal of Valor, which was the basis of the Army Medal of Honor created by Congress in July 62. In 1863, the Medal of Honor was made a permanent military decoration available to all members, including commissioned officers, all members of the U.S. military. It is conferred upon those who have distinguished themselves in actual combat at risk of life beyond the call of duty.
Yeah, Colonel, that just amazes me. People, especially in this day and age, where everyone is like, me, me, it's all about me. They're doing selfies, and people just, they just seem so egocentric today. So the concept of, hey, I'm out there, esprit de corps, I'm willing to give my life so that other people can live, that's kind of a forgotten concept in our society today.
It is indeed. And one of the interesting things about awards for valor is that a huge percentage of them go to people who were not attacking the enemy, but going out to save a friend.
Yeah. Well, and you got a couple of awards for valor, did you not, in Vietnam?
Yes.
But you don't want to talk about it because you're humble, right?
Something like that.
Well, folks, if you want to read about that, go to The Smiling Ranger at Amazon.com.
Well, folks, that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have today?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed, in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, keeping guns bedside paid off for an Akron, Ohio couple. The husband and wife were awakened by noise one morning, but they figured it was just the sound of another family member returning home. A little while later, however, a stranger entered their bedroom. Both residents reached for their guns and held the intruder at gunpoint. When the police arrived and searched the home, they found the man's jacket, with a loaded handgun in the pocket, on the couch in the living room. The man faces multiple charges.
Thanks, Colonel. I think this is a great story, and I'm a firm believer in keeping a loaded firearm within arm's reach beside your bed at night. It's everyone's worst nightmare to wake up staring into the eyes of a home invader determined to hurt you. At that moment, you'll want and very much need to get a loaded gun in your hand within 2 seconds. And that's how I set it up at my house. But here's the trick. How do you keep a loaded firearm within arm's reach of your bed and still have it inaccessible to unauthorized people like kids or home invaders? I do it with a fast-opening gun safe right there on my lampstand. There are many types that will work for you. I have one that utilizes biometric technology. I just place my fingertip on the sensor, and the safe pops right open. I also have a Hornady Rapid Safe that I really like. The Rapid Safe opens instantly with the use of a radio frequency identification system, or RFID. The RFID tag is embedded in a wearable bracelet, a convenient key fob, or inside a plastic card you can store in your wallet. Just wave the RFID in front of the reader, and the safe opens up. One other method I like is called ChildSafe 1. You can read about it at globalgunsafety.com. This one looks like a trigger lock, but it's really a trigger blocker. It can easily be removed in less than 2 seconds, and it also has a built-in alarm that goes off if someone picks it up. I tried it out with my kids, and it's foolproof, quick, and easy. The important thing is this. Don't put the gun loose under your pillow or under the mattress or just sitting on the lampstand where anyone can access it. You must keep the gun loaded and readily accessible only to authorized people. And the above three methods fit the bill. Make a plan that is safe for you and the ones you love.
Sounds right to me. Our book giveaway this week is Barrett Tillman's On Wave and Wing, The 100-Year Search to Perfect the Aircraft Carrier. To get it in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put On Wave and Wing in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll meet Kevin Weaver from Warrior's Journey. It's a Christian outreach to our military. We'll also talk with retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Dave Ajima. He's also a former state representative. He's going to discuss why allowing Sharia law in the U.S. is totally in conflict with the Constitution of the United States. Troops, if you or a vet you know needs help finding a job, there's real help available. Go to the AMVETS Career Center. Find it at amvets.org.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or your friends at Guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom.
Join me next week for military and veteran information that you will not get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They were on a mission to just transport personnel and equipment.
Investigators holding a press conference about the crash of a military aircraft that left 16 people dead.
We have investigators on the scene trying to gather all the information that's for the investigation that would be going on.
An email chain between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney now public. He released the emails via Twitter. The meeting between Trump and the Russian was set up by a friend named Rob Goldstone, who said the attorney had incriminating information about Democrat Hillary Clinton. Goldstone said the information may be, quote, very useful to your father. The meeting occurred on June 9th and reportedly included Trump presidential campaign chief Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. Trump Jr. said the information from the meeting was very circumspect and that the lawyer seemed to be using that information as a ploy to get in the door to talk about Russian adoptions. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
A new rule is coming into place dealing on how you interact with your bank and whether you'll be able to sue them if there's misconduct. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a new rule on Monday. It would block financial companies from forcing people who want to open accounts to agree to settle disputes only through arbitration. So-called mandatory arbitration clauses that prevent customers from filing or joining class action lawsuits are common in contracts for a wide array of accounts. The new rule would take effect in 8 months. It's expected to set off a big fight in Congress between banks and consumer advocates.
There are fewer job openings in the U.S., but hiring is still on the rise. The U.S. Labor Department reporting that job openings were down 5.7 million in May, about 300,000 fewer than April. Hiring, on the other hand, increased 8.5% to nearly 5.5 million people. And for those of you who guzzle coffee like it's your life's blood, well, rejoice. A new study from researchers in the U.S. and Europe say you're less likely to die from heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. USA Radio News.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd, while supplies last, contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
Activists in California are looking very closely at a violent arrest made by police in the Los Angeles area. Here's more.
The video shows a man and police officers on a driveway of a Santa Ana home fighting. The cops can be seen punching the man several times and even using a taser. Officials say the man is a known gang member who stole a truck with another man and recently led officers on a short high-speed chase. The fight started after the man bailed and officers tried to put him in handcuffs, but the guy kept fighting. Inside the truck, police found drugs and a phony gun, but it's still unclear if the guy was on drugs at the time of his arrest. For now, the officers remain on the job. I'm Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
The funeral has been held in New York, where thousands of officers turned out to salute an NYPD policewoman who was assassinated in the line of duty.
Officer Mia Sota's familia's oldest daughter, 20-year-old Genesis, wrapped her arms around her 12-year-old twin siblings as she teared up, talking about how proud she was of the love that her mother poured out for her children.
That she's looking down upon us, that she's still taking care of us, that she's still awarding us with these opportunities.
Genesis says her 48-year-old mother felt it was a calling to become an NYPD officer.
I miss your big, beautiful brown eyes.
The police commissioner told the three children the sea of blue outside this building will always be here for you. In the Fordham Heights section of the Bronx, Scott Pringle, New York.
This is USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They were on a mission to just transport personnel and equipment.
Investigators holding a press conference about the crash of a military aircraft that left 16 people dead.
We have investigators on the scene trying to gather all the information that's for the investigation that will be going on.
An email chain between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney now public. He released the emails via Twitter. The meeting between Trump and the Russian was set up by a friend named Rob Goldstone, who said the attorney had incriminating information about Democrat Hillary Clinton. Goldstone said the information may be, quote, very useful to your father. The meeting occurred on June 9th and reportedly included Trump presidential campaign chief Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. Trump Jr. said the information from the meeting was very circumspect and that the lawyer seemed to be using that information as a ploy to get in the door to talk about Russian adoptions. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler
seller of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
A new rule is coming into place dealing on how you interact with your bank and whether you'll be able to sue them if there's misconduct. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a new rule on Monday. It would block financial companies from forcing people who want to open accounts to agree to settle disputes only through arbitration. So-called mandatory arbitration clauses that prevent customers from filing or joining class action lawsuits are common in contracts for a wide array of accounts. The new rule would take effect in 8 months. It's expected to set off a big fight in Congress between banks and consumer advocates.
There are fewer job openings in the U.S., but hiring is still on the rise. The U.S. Labor Department reporting that job openings were down 5.7 million in May, about 300,000 fewer than April. Hiring, on the other hand, increased 8.5%.